Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Froggy 101, the Doc Show with Jesse and Justin Moore joining us this morning. How you doing, Justin?
I'm doing well, guys. How are y'all?
We're doing fantastic. Thank you so much. A lot of things to talk about. You got a new song. You're also coming to town here, and we're excited about that. But before we get to all of that, we got Thanksgiving 2 weeks away and then Christmas. What's going on with you and the kids and the family?
Man, we're pretty typical. We have my family come over at the same time, as well as my in-laws just actually moved here from South Louisiana. So we have a whole slew of people coming over, and our tradition has been that I fry turkey. Grandmas and my mom and aunts and all that do all the sides. Thanksgiving's my favorite holiday, to be honest with you. Family food and football.
So when you're all sitting around the Thanksgiving table, what is that one food that you go, I need that before anybody else?
My favorite is, it's not specifically Thanksgiving, but my grandma makes the best gravy, milk gravy. It took me, honestly, years to kind of get it down, because most people out there listening that have grandmas like mine know that they don't measure anything.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my grandma would tell me, oh, it's just this blue cup, a little bit of that. And I'm like, well, Nanny, I don't have that blue cup.
And yeah.
You know, there's one that has been made ever on earth, and it's here.
It's funny, my dad used to make, like, and it wasn't for Thanksgiving, but Franks and beans he would make, but he would add different things into it. And he would always say, you know, what you got to do is put two boom booms of ketchup in there. I'm like, what do you mean? What are two boom booms? He goes, take the Heinz bottle and you hit it twice. Boom, boom.
Boom.
It goes in.
That's the thing. They add different things to it, and it's awesome, but they can't tell you what it is or how much of it. They have no idea. Yeah.
And what is a scant cup? I don't know.
Well, you guys sound like you're going to have a great Thanksgiving. Good for you. I was just watching the video a few minutes ago. Well, I guess it's the lyric video, but your brand new song, The Ones That Didn't Make It Back Home, which the perfect time of the year for that song to come out.
Yeah, it really is. And that just kind of happened by fluke. We're finished with the new album, which will be out early next year. Mm-hmm. And I'm really, really excited about it. I think it's the best work we've done. And as we were talking about what was going to be the first single from this album, this song just kind of kept coming up. We learned with If Heaven Wasn't So Far Away that not only is it fun to experience having a hit record, obviously, it's great. Good for your career and all that stuff. But for me personally, the really special thing about that I learned with that song was that music can help people through difficult situations.
Right.
In particular, losing a loved one. I've heard story after story over the years.
Did somebody you know inspire this song? I saw you're one of the songwriters on this.
I had one grandfather who retired out of the Navy, and I had one who was in the Air Force, and along with my mom and dad, they instilled in me at an early age the importance of, you know, the sacrifices that our men and women make daily. Speaking of If Everyone's So Far Away, every night when we play that on stage, I talk about our military and beyond, you know, our police officers, firefighters, et cetera, and say, we're going to send this one out to the ones that didn't make it back home. And I've said that for years and years and years. And for whatever reason, 8-9 months ago, it just hit me, man, you need to write that. Coincidentally, at a time where I had a couple of songwriters on the bus with me, and we knocked it out that night and the next morning, and really excited for people to hear it.
Now, we also have you coming to town. Your wife must be so upset because you're working here. Valentine's Day, you're going to be with us.
The perfect Valentine's Day gift for her is for me not to be home.
Actually, the perfect gift is if you take the kids with you, too.
Yeah, exactly. If they weren't in school, I would.
Well, Justin, it's always a pleasure to catch up with you. We're so happy that things are going so well. Go enjoy some downtime for the holidays, and we'll see you on Valentine's Day at the Mohegan Sun Arena.
Hey, it sounds good, guys. Always appreciate y'all's time. Thanks so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.